Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
right. He brought us through. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise, 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 praise ye the Lord, everyone. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fresh Fire Friday. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this afternoon. Amen. We're going to kickstart our Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Praise God, because, yes, he brought us through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I was sitting here, praise God, Hamasanda, I just thank God and give God the praises. Amen. We get caught up on stuff, but when I got Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit, I am rich. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to get a hold of this thing. Praise God. So we thank and praise God. We don't mind. God don't mind us having stuff. Amen. But he don't want the stuff having us. Amen. Praise God. So I thank and praise God on this day, our Friday, y'all. Come on. Let's give God some praises on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We ready to give God the praises. We ready to worship on today. Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. And prayer. Amen. We're going to start it. We're going to kickstart off with some prayer. How about that? Amen. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. In your Son Jesus' name, his holy name, God. God, we surrender. We surrender to you today, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word is true, oh God. In Jeremiah 33:3, call upon you, glory to God, and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not of, God. So, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we come, we cry out to you today, God, the creator of all things, the creator of universe, God. We ask, Lord God, we ask you to show us great and mighty things, oh God, the unfathomable riches of your glory and your splendor, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We just give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. Oh God, help us to plumb the depths of the blessings that you have for us today. Help us to worship you and to praise you in your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today, Father God, as you pour your glory on us today. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for wisdom. We pray for understanding, oh God, that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, if it's somebody that needs to be lifted up today, God, lift their heart up today. Let them know, God, that you have never left them nor forsaken them, Father God. But you said in your word that you will be with us until the end of this world. Now, Father, we thank you for that. And you also told us the joy of the Lord is our strength. So help us to pull on your strength on today, Father. And we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless you, God, today. Glory to his name. We want you to say, well done. Hallelujah. You're good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shanda, in Jesus' name we pray. With thanksgiving in our heart and our soul says amen. Okay, come on, people of God. Amen. Come on, go with me today. Praise God. I'm excited. Amen. When I sit at this desk for Fresh Fire Friday, we thank God for the man of God. Amen. As he works. Praise God. God is blessing him. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I'm here today with you. Amen. Taking, amen. Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil place on today. God bless you. Oh, come on, somebody. Let's go with the Lord today.
I just want to make it to heaven. Just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord,
I wanna be free from sin. Oh. This life is over.
come on in.
All right, all right, all right. You can come on in. We want to hear those words when the Lord said, come on in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thanking praise God today. Amen. For that song. Amen. But guess what, y'all? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. God is doing amazing things. Amen. So I want you to listen to Tam the man. Amen. I can only imagine, hallelujah, she sings this song, and you got to get in the spirit, amen, to know what that, yes, Holy Spirit, what God is saying to us today. But I can only imagine, glory to God, even her walk, amen, even your walk, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes you don't even know why God got you going through things, amen, but at the end, you shall know. So I can only imagine.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King?
Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine.
Come on, come on, come on. You can only imagine, amen, just laying at his feet, amen. When you don't know what to do, praise God, you just throw your hands up to heaven and say hallelujah anyhow, amen, praise God, because I can only imagine, amen, glory to God, when God take us through the fire, amen, and we don't know what to do, praise God, hallelujah. So all we can do is throw our hands to heaven, hallelujah, and pray that he said, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. But guess what we're going to do, y'all? We're going to shake ourselves loose on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that God has a plan for you. He said, I know the plans I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, plan to bring you to the expected end. Look for your expected end. Amen. Expect God to move. Expect God to bless you. Expect God to lose everything in your life. So what we going to do? We're going to shake ourselves loose on tonight. Hallelujah. Fresh Fire Friday, y'all. Come on with me.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I had a good old time up in here. Hallelujah. Shaking myself loose. I remember, you know, sometimes, praise God, people used to say, hallelujah, praise your way on through. Amen. Pray. I just look at them, praise God. You don't know what I'm going through right now. But it took me a long time to know that the enemy is hitting me so hard. My God, I give you the glory. That means that something special is coming my way. Amen. So I want you to know, praise God, shake, shake. Shake yourself loose because God has something supernatural just for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It took me to get mature in that area. Amen. Praise God. So I'm here today. Come on. Shake, 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 shake yourself loose. There's thing about you that the enemy know if he's hitting you that hard, that means that God has something supernatural, amen, for you to do, amen, praise God. He don't use those common people, amen. He used the one that's been through some things, know how to tell a story, know how to get people delivered, healed, and set free, amen, praise God. But guess what, y'all, we're going to go to another song, and I do have a power word today, amen, that we can all listen to, amen. Amen. It's the word of God, but I want to get us into a place right now, amen, to receive that power word. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and go with me, people of God.
Wonderfully made in the image of the Father, I am free, completely safe in the arms of my Father. I am royalty. I am who you call me. I believe I am. Holy, wonderfully made in the image of Abba, I am free, completely safe in the arms of my Father. A song before life ever started. You took your time on me. I'm royal. My Father is King. I believe I am yours. We'll
Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Can you imagine God, hallelujah, with the brush in his hand? Hallelujah. He is an artist. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are royalty. Amen. Made on purpose. Praise God. Just help me to see what you see in me, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's an awesome song. Amen. That truly took me into worship. Amen. We just got to know, praise God, what God did for us before we was even thought about. He already designed us. He already made us, and we are who he called us to be. People of God, kings and queens, we are royalty. Amen. Because the artists have did a job. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He paints well, y'all. Come on now. Hallelujah. But guess what, people of God? Hallelujah. Today. Amen. Guess what we going to do? We going to encourage ourselves.
Sometimes you have to speak victory.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We truly have to encourage ourselves. Amen. We bless and praise God. Amen. For his goodness, his mercy. Amen. So now it is time for our power word of the day. Amen. And it is God's will, God's divine guidance today. Amen. We are coming from Psalms 25, verses 4 and 5. Amen. It says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Everybody needs guidance in our lives because we don't know what is going to happen to us today or tomorrow. So we pray to know God's will. The foundation of finding God's will is to obey the general will of God. What is God's general way? Everyone has to repent and be saved. The Bible says in Matthew 9 and 13, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3 and 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Then we go, amen, a little further down in Revelation 22 and 17. And the Spirit and the bride says, come, come on. And let him who hears come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Then God says in Acts 17 and 30, truly these times of ignorance God's overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Everyone should do this. God gave them the opportunity for that. It is amazing things how many people consider themselves Christians who don't consult Christ when making choices. You cannot be saved from sin by the Christ of the Bible if you reject the Christ of the Bible. The Christ of the Bible is an authoritative advisor as well as an atoning savior. Jesus is Lord and Savior. Salvation has two aspects. Receiving the forgiveness of Christ and accepting him as your Lord. The only way to salvation is trust in the true God, not an imaginary half-God, that little G-O-D, who offers merciful forgiveness and unacceptable advice. There are three specific categories of God's will, God's sovereign will. The Bible says in Psalms 115 and 3, but our God, the heavens, he has done whatsoever he has pleased. When he puts it like that, our God is in heaven, and he has done whatever he pleased. Come on, somebody. That's the word of God. God has a predetermined plan for everything that happens in the universe. He is working behind history. It is his story. Come on, somebody. Just believe that it's God's story. God's mortal will, mortal command revealed in the Bible. The Bible is God's revelation in which he unfolds his moral will. Come on. Which we are to live. It is written, God's will for each individual, the specific idea, detail, perfect plan for each situation in each individual life. Things about God's will, God's perfect will, what God wants in our life, no matter the outcome, we should obey. Jesus' prayer at the Garden of Gethsemane, God's permissive will. We need whatever we desire, Israel, for a king. Come on. The prodigal son. See, they did what they wanted to do. To whom the guidance is needed. Those who are moving according to the direction of God. If you sit and stare a parked car, come on, you don't need any direction because it's parked. What kind of people does God guide? Those that wait up on the Lord for his guidance. You are not wasting time when you wait up on God. Come on. Those who glorify God. If you want his will for his glory, he will show you the right path. Those who are humble, he leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his ways. God does not lead rebels, the one that want to do what they want to do. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Let him have his way. He knows what he's doing, where he's going. Come on. So follow him by faith. Let me say that one more time. He knows what he is doing, where he is going to take you. So follow him by faith. Those who keep the covenant, all the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness. Those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Come on. What kind of people does God guide? Those that wait on the Lord for his guidance. You're not wasting your time, people of God, when you wait on God. Those who glorify God. Hallelujah. Those who are humble. God will lead you in the right way which you should go. Just keep your eyes on the Lord. Let him have his way. He knows what he's doing. Come on. Those who keep his covenant, all the paths of the Lord are steadfast, faithful. Those who keep his covenant, God will bring forth his testimony. That was our power word of the day. Amen. Praise God. Stay in prayer position. Stay in a humble position. Continue to pray and let God lead the way. Hallelujah. How about that? Now, I'm going to go to a song. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. We are almost at the end, people of God. I've been having a good time. Hallelujah. I know that you've been having a good time. Hallelujah. So let's go this way.
Hallelujah. Can't count to anyone around you. Don't forget to look up.
I know it seems like the rain just won't end.
Yeah.
Let me reassure you that it will.
Try to be strong.
You try to be strong and keep it all in.
But inside.
But inside you wish someone knew what you feel.
Let me remind you.
Let me remind you.
You have a friend.
We have a friend in Jesus. And when we need him,
right when we need him,
we lift our hands and say, we need your help.
You are our help.
You are our help.
And we believe
and we
that.
Yeah.
You need your help.
You are our help,
and we believe that. Yeah. We got everything you need. Come on, let's sing. And it seems
like won't treat you fair.
There is a place.
There is a place where you can catch up to
him. Take it to Jesus.
Take it to him. And
yeah.
Just look up.
and say it right here.
We need your help.
You are our help.
You are our help.
Yes, you are, Lord.
And we believe that your strength is
ever.
We need your help.
You are our help.
You are our help.
And we believe.
And we
I promise you that God is sending help your way. Hallelujah. Somebody worship God right there.
Amen. Praise God. We know that God is sending help. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We bless and praise God. Amen. For Fresh Fire Friday on this day. Praise the Lord. I thank God for all of you who have joined me today in this time of, I call it a time of celebration. You know, this, I'm telling you, I don't know what's in my spirit, but God has put it in my spirit that the people of God, it is time for us to celebrate. Amen. Praise God. First, we want to celebrate the one that, glory to God, that owns everything. Amen. But then we want to celebrate the things that he's doing. Amen. Praise God. Because if he woke us up this morning, we ought to be celebrating. Amen. Because there's a lot of people still yet dying out there. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. For his grace and his mercy that covers our life on today. Praise God. We just ask, amen, that everyone, praise God, that continue, amen, to be lifted up in your spirit. Continue, amen, to give God the glory, people of God. Amen. So with that being said, if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, no amount is too small. Amen. Praise God. You may call me 302-883-9799, and we can give you the ways that you may bless this ministry. Praise God. We thank God for all the ones that has been blessed in the ministry that we keep on going. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you need prayer, amen, call me 302-883-9799. Maybe you're not saved and you want to be saved. Amen. Just write the number down. I'm going to say it one more time. 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today. Amen. For me, amen, coming, amen, and following the Lord Jesus Christ that we may be lifted up on today. He's given me the grace to sit here before you. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray out today. Amen. You know what? Let us give up. Let's get up. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Let us give ourselves over to the Lord. We give you our heart to you, Lord. Come on, somebody. Please teach us to be humble. Lord, we give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us. Come on, not to stumble. Come on, Holy Ghost. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. God, I thank you. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day, God. With our ears, let us hear you, Lord. Every time you call, come on, people of God, we give ourselves to the Lord. We will only obey your law, God, in the name of Jesus. We give our hands to you, Lord. Come on, somebody. We lift them up and praise. My God, I give you the glory. We worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, O Lord. Now we are yours, and we are free in you, Father. So, Father, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God. We thank you for the things that you have already done in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray for each and every one on this line today, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you. God, touch what needs to be touched. Heal what needs to be healed. Deliver what needs to be delivered, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. So, God, I pray a blessing be upon them today, Lord God, as we end this portion of our service, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you was here all the time, and we bless your holy name. Bless them where they sit, wherever they may be, God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. And we lift you up, Father. These pray in your Son Jesus' name. Come on, people of God. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. And the song goes out to you. God bless you all.
They said you can have it, but God said it's yours. They said you wouldn't make it, but God said I'll open doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won. They talked on you, they prayed, they even laughed on you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a champion. In the midst of the hurts, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of distractions, he said you are
holy.
Never be,
oh, yeah.
But God says I'm raising you for my glory. They said you didn't have a dream, but God says you have purpose. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you. May have even laughed on you, but in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a champion. Oh yeah! In the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of distractions, he said you are. Oh yeah! You're gonna face hurt, you're gonna face pain, you're gonna face heartache. You're gonna have ups, you're gonna have downs. People yesterday, but tomorrow they may not be found. You're gonna have tears, you're gonna be wronged. You're gonna have tears and have to walk alone. But you better know,
you are the chosen one.
Just like Nehemiah, you may have to ask God for strength today.
You are the chosen one.
Strength to make it,
strength to
take it,
oh,
time.
Yeah.
But you gotta obey.
Can't be in your